I'm Andrea Hope, and this is To Mother.
Episode 12, Ascension of Baha'u'llah. Hi friends, Lao Pa, I'm Andrea Hope, a Baha'i mom and a poet, and this is my podcast where I share my recommendations and insights about parenting with purpose in the modern world. So I share some quotes that inspire me from the Baha'i writings, some practical tips and resources, and sometimes my poetry. So today we are talking about the ascension of Baha'u'llah. Baha'is, we have two holy days that have kind of been back-to-back. Well, not quite as back-to-back as like the birth of the Bab and the birth of Baha'u'llah, but within a few days of each other. So we recently had the declaration of the Bab, and now we are commemorating the ascension of Baha'u'llah. So generally, we'll find that there are two different verbs used in reference to the holy days. I've noticed it's celebrating and commemorating. So when there's a holy day that calls for celebration, it's a happy one, like we're celebrating the birth of Baha'u'llah. But when it's a holy day that calls for more reverence, or it's a more solemn occasion, then we would say we're commemorating. So I would say we're commemorating the ascension of Baha'u'llah. And just in case you're not really familiar with that word, maybe you've heard it, but you've never actually like looked it up. It just means to recall and to show respect for something. So it can also mean to celebrate something or to mark something, but it's more in the idea of showing reverence and respect. So for the ascension of Baha'u'llah, I wanted to read a passage from God Passes by Shoghi Effendi, where there's actually several paragraphs about the ascension of Baha'u'llah, which happened in Acre, Israel. But I will just read an excerpt from this to give us a little idea of what Baha'u'llah was thinking about right before his passing. 6 days before he passed away, he summoned to his presence, as he lay in bed leaning against one of his sons, the entire company of believers, including several pilgrims who had assembled in the mansion for what proved to be their last audience with him. "I am well pleased with you all," he gently and affectionately addressed the weeping crowd that gathered about him. "Ye have rendered many services and been very assiduous in your labors. Ye have come here every morning and every evening. May God assist you to remain united. May He aid you to exalt the cause of the Lord of Being." So we can read from this passage that Baha'u'llah was aware that he was going to pass away. Baha'u'llah passed away at the age of 74, so he definitely had a long life of revelation. And we can see in one of his last addresses to the people around him, he really emphasized unity. Of course, every earthly life must come to an end. Baha'u'llah was with us for a very long time in terms of his ministry compared to the other prophets. And there are a lot of writings and guidance, but you know, the biggest struggle probably for faith after the passing of the prophet is this issue of unity. So Baha'u'llah very clearly declared Abdu'l-Bahá as his successor in his will and testament that was read 9 days after his passing. But yeah, this idea of unity, it's really difficult for the people to know, like, who is the next person that they should follow, or what are the next steps that they should take. Even, you know, if it seems quite clear, some of these principles, love one another and spread the teachings of the faith, how you do that and how that manifests in the physical world, and when new things come up, how you apply those principles are very difficult. So this idea of the unity of the followers is very important, and Baha'u'llah protected the unity through establishing this covenant. There's the major covenant of God, but also this covenant within the Baha'i faith. So the ascension of Baha'u'llah happened in the early morning. I would be interested to know how people commemorate this with their families, if they do get up with their young children, or if they tend to maybe just get up for a prayer and do something more detailed and focused later on in the day. Yeah, so if you have some information to share about how you commemorate this holy day, please email me at info@andreahope.org. You can also find me on Facebook or on Instagram. I'm at Andrea Hope the Poet. And let me know. I think when I was younger, really, it was a focus on the devotional aspect. So I think for these holy days that were in the middle of the night, we would just gather with the community and say a few prayers with candles lit, and that would be more of a devotional commemoration. But a tip that I had in terms of addressing this holy day, because it can be a bit overwhelming to talk about something like Ascension of Baha'u'llah with young children. And my focus, of course, on this podcast is to give tips and resources for parents. So the thing that I was thinking about is to choose a one-word theme. Once you choose a theme for the holy day, it can be easier to think of activities and an approach to it. And I found that really helpful in my life when I'm trying to figure out what to do for holy days or different events, to kind of focus on one concept or one word. And it could change every year, or, you know, you could be consistent with it year after year and learn more about it and express it in different ways as the children get older. One approach to this would be to read that whole section in God Passes By about his passing. It also talks about the significance of Baha'u'llah's revelation, as well as the details of his passing. And that can really give you some words that would stick out to you that you might think about representing for the commemoration. And some of the one-word themes I've thought about are ascension, grief, shrine, mansion, and covenant. And so I'll just say a little bit about each of these. Ascension, because we have this obviously in the title of the holy day, but how much do we know about what ascension means? How is ascension different from death? Or is it different from death? Is it just another word that we use? Is there a different significance to saying that a prophet ascended as opposed to died or passed away? Grief, because there's a hidden word that refers to death as being the messenger of joy. And so there's this question of why do people grieve if death is a joyful thing? It's just an extension of life. So I believe the House of Justice wrote in a letter, I try to find it so I can put it as reference in the show notes, but that, you know, we're grieving for the people in the earthly realm, not for the person who has passed away. So, but this idea of grief and death is something definitely that we can explore with younger children. Some children aren't going to have any experience with that at a really young age, and some are, like grandparents or pets or a friend at school who was sick and passed away, or in the time that I'm recording this is during the pandemic with the coronavirus, so they could be having more questions and more information about death in that context. So grief. The shrine, because of course the shrine of Baha'u'llah is where his remains are laid, where we go on pilgrimage and we go to pray. So I think this concept of what is a shrine and the significance and the history of the shrine of Baha'u'llah is very interesting. Maybe even you could find some photos about the building of the shrine or a timeline of that. And then the mansion being the last place that he lived before passing. There's actually quite a bit about the mansion at Baji that could be investigated further. And the covenant being, you know, this idea that I talked about of Baha'u'llah leaving in his will and testament a successor and what that meant, or maybe reading from his will and testament. So these are all just examples of words that you could use for your one-word theme. I'm sure you could read through God Passes By and come up with some other words that would be interesting. Even unity, because or united, because that's in the quote that Baha'u'llah says, you know, may God assist you to remain united. So I actually focused on the shrine of Baha'u'llah for this ascension. I won't be able to do much with our children because they are so young. But I did have some moms who were expressing that they were trying to think of a craft or something that could be done related to the ascension. And I had suggested that maybe there be a shrine craft done where the kids could make a little paper shrine and have the doors open. And so the mother responded, well, I'm not really sure how I could do that. So I just created this simple template that you can cut out in order to create this paper shrine with the doors that open, and then children can draw their family inside of the shrine. And so it's available at hastenbahaiwoman.com. And of course, I'll put that in the show notes. And it's just a beautifully done website. And once you're there, you'll just find so many resources, music and recipes and crafts and videos. There's some really sweet videos there as well. So yeah, you can find that there. And basically my idea was just to print this out, or if you don't have a printer, I actually don't have a printer. So one of the tricks that I found is that you could enlarge it on your computer and put the lights up on your computer and put a white piece of paper over it and just trace it. You know, it's not going to be as even as if you print it out, but you can trace it and you definitely don't have to feel limited if you don't have a printer. And then they can look at the picture of the Shrine of Baha'u'llah for inspiration and try to decorate theirs like the shrine. and draw their family and maybe even put a quote of Baha'u'llah inside. So that was my idea for this simple craft. Then I also created a YouTube video where I am doing the craft that is just a couple minutes long, I think like 3 minutes or something like that, if you just want to get an idea of how I did it or what I was envisioning when I created it. So yeah, I hope that if you do it, you will find me on Facebook or tag me on Instagram and let me know how it worked out for your family. And I'm going to end this episode with a poem that actually isn't my own poem. I'm going to read someone else's poem this time. And unfortunately, I don't know the author because this was a poem that was posted on the Bicentenary website for the Bicentenary of the Birth of Baha'u'llah. And the details said that it's from the United Kingdom and it's called Nightingale Cry. And it starts with a quote. Today, to this melody of the company on high, the world will leap and dance. Glory be to my Lord, the all-glorious. But know ye this, save for this song of God, no song will stir the world. And save for this nightingale cry of truth from the garden of God, no melody will lure away the heart. Whence cometh this singer who speaketh the beloved's name? Abdu'l-Bahá. In darkness once with ear to ground, the pure in heart could hear the sound, glory be to my Lord, the all-glorious. In streaks of dawn, then birdsong came, to stir the world with sweet refrain, glory be to my Lord, the all-glorious. Perfect notes of the nightingale, bid sun to rise and night to pale, glory be to my Lord, the all-glorious. A song as old as it is new, warbled fresh in the morning dew, glory be to my Lord, the all-glorious. With light and beauty so imbued, guiding lovers to certitude, glory be to my Lord, the all-glorious. Words once hidden now stream from grace, that faithful souls may find their place, glory be to my Lord, the all-glorious. Most holy verse with might vibrates, each syllable new life creates, glory be to my Lord, the all-glorious. The cry of truth for every ear, that promised day of joy is here. Glory be to my Lord, the all-glorious. Awaken now from heedless trance, at last the world will leap and dance. Glory be to my Lord, the all-glorious.
To Mother is an individual initiative and provides only the personal reflections and insights of its creator. That's me. For more information about the Baha'i Faith, including access to the official writings and contacts for Baha'is in your community, please visit baha'i.org.